Yes, sir. Would you state your name and ADC number for the record?
Travis Hull, 307-351.
Yes, sir. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the two allegations on your warrant. And based on information we have, you was notified of this hearing back on October 12, 2017. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And it stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. Therefore, may I assume that you're going to represent yourself, sir?
Yes, sir.
Although you cannot see us because we're doing this hearing by telephone, there are three board members participating in your hearing today. They are the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Hurl and Mr. Osborne, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, to help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. Sir, as I indicated, you have two allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them. Please tell me whether it's true or false. The first one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at TLC 54 West Southern Avenue, Mesa, Arizona, on about July 5, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was under strain from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. And the next one reads that you had violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 4, as demonstrated by your failure to attend, participate, and complete substance abuse counseling as verbally directed on or about June 28, 2017. Sir, is that one true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Hurl, I mean, moved to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Sir, by unanimous determination of the board, you've been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now we're going into phase two of your hearing, where the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections, so you will remain quiet as Mr. Osborne will present that information. Mr. Osborne, sir.
Yes, sir. Mr. Hull was released from DOC custody on June 27th of 2017. He was arrested on September 13th of 2017 by the Gwinnett Park Police Department in California on his Wisconsin warrant status, and was returned back to our custody on September 25th of 2017 with 70 Wisconsin days, with a community supervision end date of March 6th of 2018. Current conviction, 2016, criminal trespass first degree, 10 months, and 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. He's had one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3.3, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is no SGG or gang information noted. He has a minimal disciplinary history with refusals to program or job assignment times 2 noted, and possession or refusal of a UA noted. He has a community risk score of G1, B2.
Okay, thank you so very much, Mr. Osborne. Okay, Mr. Hall, we're back to you, sir. We take note that when you were initially released, you were to reside at TLC in Mesa, and then you were discharged from TLC for not returning to the program. This was your last known address. So what happened after you left TLC, sir?
I relapsed, and I went to a drug and alcohol treatment center in California. Which again, I was there for roughly 45 days. I left and I did relapse again, and that was when I was arrested in California.
And what did you relapse on? I assume it was some kind of drug, alcohol. What did you relapse on, sir?
I'm a heroin addict.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you say you went to California for this program, but then you relapsed while you were enrolled in that program. So what happened? That program didn't work for you either, sir?
It wasn't Dad, it's me. I'm not going to blame, you know, DOC or the programs that I've been to for my actions. I take full responsibility for being selfish and immature. And that is basically the gist of the whole situation. I just, you know, I still most likely have some growing up to do, and I wasn't, I guess, fully prepared to go back into society yet. And by the time I got my act together, I was pretty scared that I had a warrant out for my arrest, and you know, I used that as an excuse to get high again, and then I was arrested. So, you know.
Okay, I take note that you know you're just 25 years of age. Your life is just beginning, and I hope that I think you said that you were a heroin addict. I hope that you will find a way to get away from that, and so that you can be that productive citizen that I know you can become, sir. So we wish you the best. That's all that I'm saying at this time. We do wish you the best as you look towards your future. So I think I know the answer, but I'm not sure. Therefore, I must ask, you were picked up in California. Were you on a interstate compact, or you just picked up and went to California on your own, sir?
Yeah, I went on my own, definitely. Yeah.
And I think you said about 45 days you was in that program in California. So the rest of the time that you was in California, I guess, would have been about 35 days. What were you doing in that period? That's when you were relapsed on drugs, sir? Or what happened, sir?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was doing. I was being, you know, I was using drugs. I was kind of just jumping from a hotel room to hotel room, and I really was almost relieved when I got arrested because I didn't want to continue to do what I was doing. So that's really what was going on.
And while in California, were you did you have relatives there, or you just decided you heard about that program and so you just went to California?
Yeah, that's basically what it was. I was just really trying to run away from my problems, and it ended up backfiring on me, obviously.
Okay, sir. At this time, I'm going to see if other board members might have any questions for you at this time, sir. Question, board members? Hearing no question from board members, we're coming towards the end of your hearing, sir. But we do want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board, and before the board goes into discussion and makes its determination. Anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir?
You know, I realize that you guys, the way it looks really bad, and there's really no solid excuse that I can give you, because there really was no excuse for my actions. You know, I have my family back in my life now for the first time in a long time, and they said I could come home whether I get out now or in March. So, you know, either way, this opportunity helped me get my family back. So whatever decision you guys make, I'm okay with it, and I'm not going to give you guys a hard time.
Okay, well, thank you so very much. I just have one other question. You said that you could go back to your family. Is your family in California or in Arizona, sir?
They're in Arizona.
Okay, well, that's good that you make that connection. So some things end up being positive, although they are negative. So just wanted to point that out. Okay, sir. Well, now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. And following this discussion, the board will make its determination known. So please feel free to stay on the phone at this time, sir. The board is now in discussion. This is an unfortunate situation for Mr. Hurl. He came out. He was supposed to go to TLC, and that just didn't work out for him. And so he just, my worst name, just picked up, went to California, and relapsed even while he was in California at this rehabilitation center. And as a result of that, he ended up using that drug. I think it's called heroin. I think it would be in his best interest just to complete his term, and when he comes out in March, hopefully he will remain clean, and that he will have put together a program, and that he would never use heroin again or return to DOC again for a second time, because I think this was his first time being in DOC. So we wish him the best. So board members, is there any further discussion by board members?
I agree, sir.
Okay, therefore, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Hall violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or he did relapse into criminal ways because he absconded for 7 to 6 days in California, and he admits himself that he was using harem while he was away. I further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second. Agreed.
By unanimous determination of the board, sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, based on information that we have, you will be released on March 6, 2018. At that time, you won't be on supervision. You will be on your own, and you can go to your family and have that productive life that I know that you can have. Sir, your hearing is over, and we wish you the best and never wish to see you again in Orange, sir. Thanks for your participation.
Thank you.
Thank you, and have a great day, and please put the CO3 back on.